This is KCUR 89.3. Former Kansas City Royals general manager John Schuerholz was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend in Cooperstown, New York. Schuerholz was the Royals GM when they won the 1985 World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals. But, as Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, Schuerholz finds himself in the peculiar position of having not received the Royals' highest honor.
It's a Sunday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium, and a steady stream of fans enters the Royals Hall of Fame. Inside, plaques hang in honor of the Royals Hall inductees, the greatest in Royals history, from George Brett to groundskeeper George Toma and scout Art Stewart. But former general manager John Schuerholz is not among them. Current Royals GM Dayton Moore says he's surprised.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that I think needs to be taken care of. But that time will come.
The question is, why is it taking so long? It's up to the Royals Hall of Fame Executive Board to put Schuerholz's name on a ballot. The board chose not to last year when it had the opportunity. Kurt Nelson is the director of the Royals Hall of Fame and a board member.
Time does not necessarily make the heart grow fonder in some cases. Time makes the heart forget about what happened.
Nelson says he's a Schuerholz advocate. As a historian, he tries to remind the other board members about the important figures in the early days of the Royals franchise. But he's apparently been met by deaf ears. Nelson says he's puzzled.
You know, I don't know what the arguments against it are. Some of it's just time.
Schuerholz's work in baseball spans more than 50 years. His first year as a junior executive with his hometown Baltimore Orioles in 1966 took place the same year they swept the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. 2 years later, the Royals' first general manager, Cedric Talas, hired Schuerholz for the purpose of building the team from scratch, using the same formula that worked successfully in Baltimore, by developing their own players through a sound farm system.
We build what people in the industry referred to, the baseball industry referred to, as the IBM of the American League. We were regarded as the blue chip stock, a reliable, consistent, high end, the way we handle the organization, the way we succeeded in the organization.
Cedric Talas, another Royals Hall of Fame snub, made trades for players like Amos Otis, Hal McCray, and John Mayberry. Those players are in the Royals Hall of Fame. At the same time, Schuerholz supervised a farm system that developed Hall of Famer George Brett, also Royals Hall of Famers like Willie Wilson and Dennis Leonard. The combined efforts of Talas and Schuerholz made baseball history, as Schuerholz recalls.
Becoming the most successful expansion franchise in the history of the game until that moment, we got into the playoffs more quickly than any prior expansion team had ever done.
But, except for former GM Joe Burke, the architects of the early playoff appearances starting in 1976 go unrecognized. And that has not gone unnoticed on the national level. Joe Posnanski, formerly of the Kansas City Star and now an executive columnist for MLB.com, is outspoken on his belief that Schuerholz and Talas should both be admitted.
We all know what an extraordinary owner Ewing Kauffman was, and he was the brains behind so much of it, but he hired good people, and those good people probably deserve a little credit themselves.
In his Hall of Fame speech over the weekend, Schuerholz also cited Ewing Kauffman.
He provided me with support, taught me so much about leadership, and was very instrumental in my being named Royals General Manager in 1981, at 41 years of age, then the youngest general manager in baseball history.
On this Sunday afternoon, ex-Royals John Mayberry and Greg Pryor signed autographs. Had it not been for a trade that Schuerholz made after he was promoted to GM, Pryor would not be wearing his 1985 World Series championship ring. It was one of several key moves Schuerholz made to complete the final pieces of a championship ball club.
Coca-Cola was invented right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
It was Schuerholz's accomplishments with Atlanta that put him over the top as a baseball Hall of Famer. Schuerholz started a streak of 14 straight division championships with the Braves, including the 1995 World Series championship. That made Schuerholz the first GM to win a World Series title in the American and National Leagues. At the same time, Schuerholz made quite an impression on a protege, Dayton Moore.
John is certainly somebody that I've tried to model my career back. And especially early on in our time here in Kansas City, I would find myself, asking, what would John do in this situation? And it's really how we've built our leadership team here.
Moore attended his first Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony when Schuerholz went in. Maybe someday soon, Schuerholz and Talis will receive their long overdue recognition in Kansas City. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.